Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein calling once again from Eldersburg, from my home, as I'll share with you why specifically I'm in the house right now. But before I get to that, I want to talk about a couple of thoughts. There's a whole lot we could be talking about right now, but I'm going to put it into two categories. One, dealing with the weather, and then the second, dealing with COVID-19 and the vaccinations or vaccines that we are receiving in Carroll County. There are definitely pluses and minuses to both. First, dealing with the weather. We dealt with the storm, which was called, and I didn't know this, was Winter Storm Orlena over Sunday through Tuesday. And I'm going to take some of the words from our team, Doug Brown and Jeff Cascaway, in throwing a few shout-outs to the entire group that made a lot of things happen. But the first shout-out has got to go to you, to our community, for doing what's right, for staying off the roads, for giving way to plows and to the work equipment, and making sure the roads were safe to travel. We made the call relatively early for Monday to be a snow day or the Carroll County offices closed. We made it relatively early on Sunday to allow those that did have business coming into the county were able to adjust their times and allow themselves other times throughout the week to do their business. And then on Tuesday, we made the call for a delayed opening. The delayed opening at 10 o'clock was relatively easy to make on Monday, and then we reevaluated on Tuesday at 6 in the morning on whether we should stay at a delayed opening or close. And we decided to stay at a delayed opening, feeling that everyone could be safe coming in and out of work, and then those who wanted to do business coming into the office buildings were able to travel with very little problems. The road operations concluded late afternoon on Tuesday with over 56 hours of continuous operations between Sunday and Tuesday, which addressed every county road 8 times, meaning our road operations team has treated and plowed over 8,000 miles of roadway during this event. The final cleanup concluded right around late afternoon on Tuesday. I'd be remiss if I didn't recognize what our bureaus of fleet management, warehouse operations, and facility teams have done during the same time frame to keep all of our equipment on the road and our facilities open and operating throughout the storm. When the work for Carroll County government and our customers ends, their work just began, as they must clean and continue to clean the privately owned vehicles off before heading home to clear their sidewalks and driveways. Then we hope they can get some well-deserved rest and relaxation. So the reason I'm sharing this with you is when you see a road worker, take the time and just say thank you. It's a great opportunity. They do incredible work, and I'm so proud of all the work that they do. Now, with that said, it looks like we may receive some precipitation on Sunday, so let's be prepared. Once again, see something, say something, and please, of all times, let us know what we're doing right, what we could be doing better to allow us to adjust to your needs. Also, during this time, I spoke with the sheriff, I think it was Monday, and he shared with me that because very few vehicles were on the road, there were very few accidents that were being reported in Carroll County. Again, that is a great testament to you. So continue to keep it up and share with us what we can be doing better at all times. I want to shift gears right now and talk about COVID-19 and the vaccinations that are coming into Carroll County. First, dealing with COVID-19, I continue to share for us to keep social distance, wear the mask, wash our hands as often as possible, and again, continue to be safe for yourself, your family, and your friends. On a personal story, a couple weeks ago, my wife Audrey's aunt and uncle passed away from COVID-19. One was 80, one was 78, and they passed away pretty much within a week of each other. So it hit home very quickly for us. And then continuing to hit home, our son Sam, who's 21 and is scheduled to go back to school this week, tested positive. He lost his sense of smell and taste. Fortunately, he has now regained that, but we did everything we were supposed to do. We quarantined ourselves from Sam the best we could. Unfortunately, Audrey then also tested positive. So now we have two that tested positive. I initially tested negative. I took another test, and not the rapid test, but the lab test. And again, I tested negative. It makes it very difficult to quarantine the three of us amongst each other, and we're doing the best we can. The most important thing we can do right now is stay healthy, keep ourselves educated, and quarantine appropriately in accordance with what the CDC guidelines have provided us. I do believe we will all get through this together. But as this moves on, and can you believe it's going on a year, it's definitely hitting home. Aunts, uncles, family members either getting sick or passing away, which has really been a really tough time for the family over the last few weeks. Now when it comes to the vaccinations, this has also been a challenge. The biggest challenge is communications and expectation management on where and when the vaccines will become available here in Carroll County. As you know, the governor has shared that he wants to vaccine those most vulnerable and those that are in the more significant challenging areas, like healthcare providers, emergency services, and now educators. So 1A, 1B, and now 1C are all phases to be vaccinated. Here in Carroll County, we are focused predominantly on 1A and 1B, which means the healthcare providers, emergency services, those that are 75 and over, continuation of government, and educators. We made the decision, we, the county, to go into the hybrid learning for our public education system. With that said, it is very important for us to vaccinate those educators that are in the system right now. The governor has directed the state to go into a hybrid approach on March 1st, and we've done this early, so we're ahead of the game. But being ahead of the game, we need to resource it with the vaccines, and that's been a big challenge. In addition, the 75 and over population, we have over 11,000 on the list right now that are 75 and over, 4,500 in the public schools, and 3,000 in the private schools and daycares to vaccinate. We're also collecting data on higher education and continuation of government as our next priority. We have vaccinated roughly 1,000 75 plus and 1,200 in education to date. We plan to use the majority of the allocations right now for our 75 plus and a lesser amount for our educators. The 75 plus are the most vulnerable that we need to continue to take care of. With that said, the reality does come into play. We are requesting 4,000 doses of the vaccine to be received this upcoming week, February 8th. We have the capacity to run more than 20 clinics on multiple sites if we receive the adequate vaccines to support this effort. Even with the second doses, we have the capacity to vaccinate more than 4,000 people in phases 1A and 1B in any week. Unfortunately, we are not receiving those 4,000 doses. At most, it looks like we receive about 1,000 doses a week. The challenge is for the state to distribute the vaccines per population and per vulnerabilities of those populations. I am continuing to work with the state on identifying who does it best vaccinating Carroll Countyans. And for me and our team, we do believe that's our health department. A big shout out to Ed Singer and his entire team for the work they're doing both in the testing and the vaccination process. I'm hearing nothing but positive remarks for the work that they are doing. The challenge is that they are still not getting enough doses or vaccines in place to vaccinate those large populations. It doesn't mean that we will stop trying to get them, but as I do try to be best I can transparent, like my entire team being transparent to you, I want to let you know this is what's happening. And there is very little distance in comments amongst all the jurisdictions within Maryland. This is not a Democratic or Republican point of view or position. This is a resource management effort and a leadership effort that I've heard from all of our leaders across the state, talking to the state officials, our governor's administration, on how best to approach this effort. And everyone is saying to get the doses into the hands of the health departments, for them to get it into the arms of the most vulnerable. This may not be the most positive news, but it's important that you do understand the steps that we're taking to get these vaccines into Carroll Countyans' arms and get us back into a healthy community. Those two topics took a lot of time to share this morning. I hope this was informative for you. As always, reach out anytime. We try to make ourselves available to you and continue to try to keep Carroll County safe, keep Carroll County secure and healthy. And we will get through this together. As always, life is good and will continue to be good and continue to be better as we get healthier, safer, and more secure. With all of that said, this is Commissioner Ed Rothstein. Have a great day.